Boker Tov, good morning. We are continuing. We are starting a new parak today, Bezat Hashem. Today's daf is daf Mem Bet, daf 42. We left off actually towards the top of Mem Aleph Amud Bet. So we're going to go back. We're still before the end of the parak. Today's class will be for the Refu'ah Shleima of all the Cholim, Bechlaram, Dina Bat Miriam, Chemda Barcha Bechad Mishan, Ayman Chanukah, Merifka, Sarah Banu Mir, Shalom, Shalom, Mishan, David Merachel, Yafa Bad, Deborah, Rifka, Bad, Chav, Rifka, Bad, Esher, Shalom, Mishan, Fraim, Elam, Shem, Chana, Yafa Bad, Miriam, Yehuda, Ben Yafa, Chaya, Sarah, Bat, Tzipcha, Rechad, Bechana, Simchad, Ben Malka, Miriam, Bad, Nechav, Elizabeth, Miriam, Chana, Eliana, Bat, Naomi, Rechester, Bat, Tamar, Esther, Bat, Chana, Gabriel, Gidu, Bad, Barachad, Dan, Meyatsa, Yitzchah, Man, Ali, Yaakov, Tamar, Malka, Yerushalem, Bat, Neta, Ariyam, Nefa, Yosef, Ben Demara, Shem, Moshe, Penina, Yosef, Ben Yafa, Daniel, Metina, Simcha, Ben Yafa, Amidam, Gidu, Ben Yafa, Kum, Shem, Kim, Nuki, Vidu, Elina, Vigad, Ben Miriam, Gabriel Yeshua ben Nechama Chanam HaKal Bezer Rav Shlomo ben Shamsi Benchem David Aria ben Rivka Lahavdil Nishmat David ben Eliyahu ben Amin ben Yitzchak Leel Dina bat Ephraim Shimon ben Mishael Rina Makabatan Boaz ben Abraham Dina bat Aaron Tamar Barakha bat Abraham Yom Tov ben Yosef. Okay, we left off at the top of the page on 41b Mem Aleph Amud Bet. And today's daf is daf Mem Bet. We're going to start a new parak with that Hashem B'Shem Hashem Na'aseh V'Netzliach. Okay, towards the top of the page, second line, Tashema, come and listen, he says. He meet shori et ploni. If someone comes and says, my ox killed someone, or shoro shel ploni, or he killed an ox of someone, harei zeh mishalem al pi atzmo. He can pay now this based on his own testimony. Right? We said this is all based on our Mishnah. If a person can pay something based on his own testimony, or we consider that, ein adam mishalem knas al pi atzmo, he's not allowed to pay a fine. So if it's mamon, he can pay based on his own testimony. But if it's a fine, he cannot pay based on his own testimony. So the Gemara says, my love betam, is this not referring to a tam, a relaxed, a calm animal, not a dangerous animal? And therefore it's trying to prove to us that with a calm animal, that there's a chatzin nezek, there's a, right? We said there's a palgan nizka, the half damage that we said is mamon. We were trying to say it's mamon, so now he's trying to say, this is a proof to it. If he's saying that it's a tam animal, and it's mishalem al piatzmo, so clearly what are we going to say? That this would work with that figure that it's a that it's based on mamon. Because if it was a fine, in adam mishalem al piatzmo. So the Gemara says, no, it's not a tam animal. Lo bemu'ad, it's referring to a dangerous animal. So the Gemara says, aval betam mai. But what if it's a calm animal? If it was a relaxed animal? So the Gemara says, "Eino mishalem al piatzmo." It would not be able to pay the half damage based on its own testimony because that is considered a fine. So the Gemara says, "Adetani seifa avdo shel ploni eino mishalem al piatzmo." Instead of teaching on the latter part of the Beraita that if someone kills, let's say he has an ox who kills the slave of someone, that we said that "Eino mishalem al piatzmo," you cannot pay based on your own testimony. So niflog venitne bedida. Why don't we have the machloket on the actual topic of argument itself? When do we say this? Bamu'ad, it's all with a dangerous animal. Aval tam, but if it was a calm animal that's not dangerous, eino mishalem al piatzmo, a person would not be able to pay based on his own testimony of a non-dangerous animal killing. Why don't we say this is the machloket? So the Gemara answers, kula bemu'ad kamayri. The whole baraita is actually referring to the opinion of it's actually going with the process of a mu'ad animal, a dangerous animal, so that's why I didn't mention this as the machloket. So the Gemara says, Tashma, ze'aklal. This is what we said earlier. This is the general rule. Kola mishalem yeter al mashi hizik. Anyone who pays, who is going to pay more than what he actually damaged, eino mishalem al piatzmo. He cannot pay based on his own testimony. So the Gemara says, what can we infer from that? Ha pachot mimashi hizik. If he is paying less than what he damaged, mishalem al piatzmo, you can pay based on your own testimony. So now let's go back to that proof. We're trying to prove it again. Palgan nizka, that half damage that we said, is less than what you damaged, right? So a person seemingly would be able to testify, would be able to pay based on his own testimony. So it sounds like palgan nizka mamona, it's considered like mamon. The Gemara says, lo tema, no, don't say ha pachot mimashi hizik, don't make this inference that less than what you damage, you'd be able to pay based on your own testimony. Ela, ema, what he meant to say is, ha kama shehizik mishalem al piatzmo. If you are paying what you damaged, then you can pay based on your own testimony. Aval pachot mai, but what if it was less than what you damaged? Eino mishalem al piatzmo. You would not be able to pay based on your own testimony. So he's trying to say that really if it was less, then it's not considered mamon. Clearly it's not a proof to that. So the Gemara says, litni, then teach, ze haklal, this is the general rule, kol she'eino mishalem kama she'izik, eino mishalem api atzmo. Why doesn't it say that in the Beraita, that anyone who does not pay the amount that they damage, cannot pay based on his own testimony? Whether it's higher or lower, he cannot pay based on his own testimony. Why doesn't it say that in the Beraita, if that's the Pesha? So the Gemara said, the mashma that you would learn from that, pachot umashma yeter, that you would learn from that, that whether it's less or whether it's more than what he actually damaged, he cannot pay based on his own testimony. The Gemara says, you're right, tiyufta, it's really a contradiction, we don't know how to answer that question. So the Gemara says, but still, vihilcheta palgan nizka knasa. The half damage that we said a payment, that is actually a fine. The Gemara brought a contradiction on it, and then it says the halakha follows that opinion about the contradiction. That really it's a contradiction on if it's a fine, but really we're going to say halakha is a fine. So the Gemara says, tiyufta v'ilcheta, you're going to bring a contradiction, and then you're going to say the halakha is that palgan nizka is a knas, it's a fine. How does that make any sense? So the Gemara says, in, you're right, it does make sense. Ta'ama mai itotav, why did we bring a contradiction? Mishum de lo ketane kamashizi, because it didn't state in the Braita, if a person pays the amount that he damaged. It didn't state it that way exactly. So therefore, lo psikale. It couldn't be for sure. Kevan de'ika chatzin nezek tzorot. Because there is a case of chatzin nezek tzorot. What is this case? The Gemara and Baba Kama over there brings, it's actually Mishnah, I think it's Daf Yud Zayin over there, the Mishnah brings that if a person has an animal that is walking, and the animal, it breaks stones on its way walking, and those stones fly back and damage something. So that, and not only in that situation, but anything like similar to that, that the animal damages like that, it would be called chatzi nezek tzorot, that a person would have to pay the half damage for what was damaged. So, since we have that case, that the Gemara says chatzi nezek tzorot, dehilcheta gmirila demamonahu, that we know halakha l'moshe mi-sinai, that is actually a case of mamon, it's not a fine. And Rashi explains over here, towards the end of the Rashi, Kevan de Mamonahu Meshalem al Piatmo, since it's Mamon, he does pay based on his own testimony. So the Rashi says, Mishum Hachi lo psikale lemitne kol she'eno Meshalem kama she'izik. So therefore, you couldn't just state a flat rule that anytime a person doesn't pay what he damaged, he cannot pay based on his own testimony. It's not true. We have a case over here that he's not necessarily paying what he damaged. He damaged X, he's paying half of X. Right, he's paying less, but still he can testify, and he's paying based on his own testimony. So since we have this case, mishum hachi, the Gemara says lo ketani. That's why it didn't state this general rule. Right, so this is how the Gemara understands its contradiction. But really, he's trying to say halacha is like that opinion that palgan niska half a damage would be a knas, would be a fine. So the Gemara comes and says, vehashta de amart palgan niska knasa. Now that you said that the half a damage that is caused is a knas. So the Gemara says, "Hai kalba da achal emre." If let's say you have a dog that goes and eats a sheep, eats an animal, veshunera da achil tarnigolei rav rave, or a cat that goes and eats big chickens.
Unusual.
It's very unusual. So meshunehu, it's something very unusual. Velo magbinan bebavel, and they're not allowed to be gove this, collect this worth the damage in Bavel. Why? So there's a whole sugya, it's actually, we were learning it recently in Dayanut, and we were learning with Rabbi Ben Chaim, that I think it's in the first siman in Choshen Mishpat, actually, it's brought down, that they only had smicha in Eretz Yisrael, right? So the smichut, for a person to be so affluent that they were able to be collecting something that is a fine, they were only able to do that in Eretz Yisrael, not in Bavel. So since this is a fine, and it's very unusual, they wouldn't be able to collect it in Bavel, the Gemara is saying. And the Gemara says, though, very interesting, aval zutere, if it was small chickens, or chehu, that's regular, that's a normal way of eating, the umagbinan, and they would collect that in Bavel. And the Gemara brings a halacha, ve'it tafas lo mafkinan minei. But if the guy went and grabbed what it was worth, meaning someone came and ate his chicken, so he went into the person's house and grabbed what he owed him, lo, we don't take it away from him. Meaning, once he takes it, he takes it. So there's a huge question over here on this Gemara, if a person is allowed to go and take it, or we're just saying that if he went and take it, we don't take it away from him because he collected what it was worth that got damaged from him. So it sounds like from the halakha that we're not allowed the chatchila to tell the person, go and take what you're owed, right? But a person's not allowed to make a person can't make just the judgment for himself. But if a person went and took what he was owed, he's allowed to keep it. So that's what the Gemara is proving. Ve'i amar, if the guy said, if he came and said, give me a time in the Beit Din in Eretz Yisrael, I want to bring the Din over there. And he asked the guy to come. Makbe'inan le, we make a time for him. Vilo azil, and if the guy that caused damage doesn't come, mishamtinan le, we put him in excommunication. But the Gemara says, benkachu benkach, but regardless, no matter what, mishamtinan le, we would actually put him in excommunication. De amrinan le, we tell him, salik hezekach, take away your damage, the thing that's damaging people's animals, get it out of here.
And if he doesn't take the damage, then you're going to.
Nachon, right, exactly. If a person doesn't pay, he doesn't take care of the damage. So that's what the Gemara is saying. Midi Rabbi Natan, we learn this from the opinion of Rabbi Natan. The Tanya is right, that says Rabbi Natan Omer, Minayin Shelo Yagadel Adam Kelev Ra Betoch Beto. How do we know a person is not allowed to own an evil dog, a bad dog in their house? Velo Ya'amid Sulam Ra'ua Betoch Beto. And he's not allowed to have a bad ladder in the house. God forbid someone can get hurt. Shneimar's Pasuk says, Velo Tasim Damim Beveitecha. A person cannot keep blood in their house. Meaning, you can't keep something that can cause, God forbid, a danger, cause blood in the house. There's a huge halakha over here. Is a person allowed to own a dog? Halacha lema says, a person allowed to own a dog. So we studied the sugya actually with Rabbi Ben Chaim. We sat down with him. We opened up, there's an opinion of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. There's an opinion of Shulchan Aruch Harav that he talks about this, and he says, he brings a few gedarim. He says, if there's a dog that bites, it's a dangerous dog, asur. You're not allowed to. Right? That's a kelevra. If it's a dog that just barks, so he says over there, you have to keep it on a leash until nighttime. If it's a dog that's like a puppy and it's cute and it doesn't really do anything, then mutar
afin
lechatchila.
So the pregnant woman could miscarry.
Nachon, it's very dangerous. It's very dangerous. So a person has to be very careful if a person is going to have a dog to make sure that they, you know, they tame their dog, they keep it on a leash, or if it's a puppy, zebeseder. Okay, we finish off the third perek. Hajan alach elu naarot, and we're starting the fourth perek with Hashem. Naara shenitpateta. If a woman was seduced, boshta upagma v'knasa shel avia, the boshet, the embarrassment, the depreciation, and the knas, the fine, all go to the father. V'hatsar b'tfusa. And any pain is with rape, that's the fourth thing that is included in rape, that would also go to the father. So the Gemara says, amda b'din, if she went to judgment, ad shelo met ha'av, before the father had died, and let's say the din didn't even finish yet, harehen shel av, then the money, all of that money goes to the father. Met ha'av, if let's say the father died, the money would go to the brothers because she went to the court already. Right? Once she goes to the court, she's already starting the process. That means it's part of the father's family. It's part of the Yerusha, exactly. So it goes to the brothers. If she hadn't yet gone to the court until the father died, it goes to her. She gets it. If let's say she went to court until she became a bogeret. Okay? So before she became a bogeret, she went to the court, before she became 12 and a half, so then it goes to the money goes to the father. Meta'av, if the father then dies, haren shelachin, the money goes to the brothers. Lo yispika lamot bedin, ad shebagera, if let's say she didn't have a chance to go to the bedin until she became a bogeret, so then haren shel atzma, they actually belong to her. She has to start that process. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Im lo yispika ligbot, if she didn't have a chance to collect the money yet, ad shemetav, until the father died, harehen shel atzma, they would actually be hers. So he doesn't hold to this thing, if you went to the court and then the father died, it's his. He says, no, until you collect it, it's considered yours. Once it's collected, it goes to the father. Okay, flipping the amud. The Mishnah continues, ma'asei adea, her earnings, umitziata, and anything she finds, afal pi shelo gavta, even if she had not yet collected it, met ha'av, if let's say the father dies, she hasn't even collected it yet, harehen shelachin, it goes to the brothers. That is already, from the time she was born, the way Rashi explains it, the time she was born, it's already shayach, since it's not a knas, it's not a fine, so that goes directly to the father and the children, versus the previous cases in the Mishnah, that those were fines. So those cases, it's not based, it's based on when it's collected, it's starting the collecting process. Okay, Gemara comes and says, "My kamash malan, what is it coming to teach us over here? Tanina, we already taught, we're going to see this later on Daf Mem Gimel, on tomorrow's Daf Bezal Hashem. Hamefateh, if someone seduces, noten shelosha dvarim, he has to pay three things. Ve'aones, and somebody who rapes, arba, he has to pay four things. Hamefateh noten boshet ufgam v'knas, the one who seduces has to pay embarrassment, depreciation, and a fine. Mosif alav ones, that a person who rapes adds the case of rape, shenoten et hatzar, that he also has to pay the case of a fine. So what is the Mishnah coming to add over here by saying these three cases or these four cases, regardless of the fact it's already included later on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Aleph? So the Gemara says, le'avia itzterich alei. We need the case to teach us that it goes to her father, right? That is not mentioned later on. So the Gemara says, le'avia nami pshita. Even to the father, it's so simple, it's so pashut. Why? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, le'avia pshita le, pshita. It's the next Rashi, sorry. Mideka yahiv mefateh. From the fact that the mefateh, the seducer, is giving the money. De'ila atzma, if it goes to her herself, if the money is going to her, why would the seducer have to pay her? Mida'ata avad. he slept with her based on her knowledge, meaning she agreed to sleep with him. It was seducing. So it wasn't rape. It wasn't against her will. So obviously it's not going to her. It obviously it's going to the father. So what's the chidush saying? Oh, the chidush here is going to the father. It's obvious that it goes to the father. So the Gemara says, what's the chidush here? Amda bedin itzarich alei. We need to teach us the case of if she went to court. So the Gemara says, Plukta de Rabbi Shimon ve Rabbanan. And we need to come and teach us the machloket between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanan. In our Mishnah, the Rabbanan was holding that if she started the process of going to the Beit Din, then it goes to the father, regardless if the father dies or not, or his family. But if she had not yet gone, then it goes to her. But Rabbi Shimon said, no, she has to collect the money while the father's alive for it to go to him and the family. Otherwise, it goes to her. They wanted to teach us that chidush of that machloket. So the Gemara says, Tanan Hatam. It's taught over there in the Mishnah, Masachat Shavuot, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Bet. The Mishnah over there says, Anasta, if someone comes and says, you raped, or pitita, or you seduced, et biti, my daughter, God forbid. Vehu omer, lo anasti, velo pititi. He says, no, I didn't violate, or I didn't seduce her. Mashbi'achani, he says, I'll make you swear. And ve'amar amen, and he answered amen. He said, okay, fine, no problem. Ve'achar kach hoda, and then afterwards he actually admitted it. He admitted that what he did was wrong. So chayav, you'd be liable. Rashi explains liable to what? Karen v'chomesh v'asham. The principal, he's liable to paying 1/5, and he's liable to also an asham, an offering for breaking his swear. Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says no, he's exempt. She'eno meshalem knas al piatzmo, because a person cannot pay a fine based on his own testimony. Amrulo, they came and told him. Even though a person does not pay a fine based on his own testimony, but he does pay embarrassment and depreciation based on his own testimony. So therefore, he would still pay those other fines. This wouldn't stop him from those other fines. Now, the rest of the daf pretty much is going to be on the discussion between Abaye and Rabba. Abaye had a question from Rabba. If a person comes to his friend and says, "Anasta upitita et biti," one, you raped and you seduced his daughter. Ve'ematicha bedin, and I brought you, right? Huh?
Either or,
right? Of course. Either or, he did. Ve'ematicha bedin, and he said, "I brought you to the Beit Din, nitchayavtli mamon," and you became liable to pay me. You owe me money. You became liable in court. Is what he tells him. Ve'hu omer, and the guy answers, "Lo anasti." Velo pititi, velo matani badin, velo nitchayavti lach mamon. So I didn't rape, I didn't seduce, I didn't go to the court, and I don't owe you any money. Vinishba, the guy swore, vihoda, and then afterwards he actually admitted that he actually did it. But he did one of those things.
Court? Huh? How could he deny? Doesn't the court have records?
Nachon, it's a good question, but he didn't necessarily go to the court, they didn't get to that stage, or he's saying, I didn't go. So he swore, and then he actually admitted afterwards, you know what, I lied. So the Gemara said, "Rabbi Shimon, my according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, in this case, what would we say? Kevan de amad bedin, since they went to the court, mamonah havai. It's considered mamon. It's not a fine. It's mamon. Umichayev ale korban shavua. A person is obligated to bring his korban for lying, swearing falsely. Or dilmor, perhaps afagav de amad bedin, even though he went to the court, knas havai. It's considered a fine, and so therefore, ein adam mishalem knas al piatzmo." So the Gemara says, "Amar le mamonah havai." Rabba responded. Rabba responded saying, this is a case of mamon, umichayev ale korban shavua. A person is liable to bring the korban shavua, the sacrifice for swearing falsely. So the Gemara says, etive Rish Lakish. Etive Rabbi Shimon omer, he has a contradiction. Rabbi Shimon says, yachol ha'omer l'chavero. If a person says to his friend, anasta et upitita et biti, you raped or you seduced my daughter, vehu omer lo anasti velo pititi. He says, no, I didn't do either. He meets shorecha et avdi, or he says, your ox killed my servant, vehu omer lo himit. And he says, no, I didn't. Osha amar lo avdo, or he tells his servant tells him, he palta et shinai, you broke my teeth, meaning you knocked out my teeth so I can go free. Vesimeta et enai, or you blinded my eyes so I should go free. Vehu amar, and the owner says, no, lo hi palti, velo simeti, I didn't do either. Venishba, and the guy swore, vehoda, and then he admitted that he was lying. Yachol yechayav, would we say that this person would be liable as well for those three things that we mentioned? Talmud Amar, the Pasuk says in this case, v'chichesh ba'amito, if a person fools his friend, he lies to his friend, v'pikadon, whether it be a deposit, or b'tsumet yad, or a loan, or b'gazel, or thievery, robbery, or ashak et amito, or he withheld, you know, wages, or matza aveda, or let's say he found a lost object belonging to someone, v'chichesh ba, and he fooled him, he lied to him, v'nishba al sheker, and he swore, lying falsely. He says, all of these cases are what? So the Gemara says, "Ma elu miuchadin shehen mamon." Just like all of these cases are cases of mamon, af kol shehen mamon. So to any cases mamon, a person would be liable. Yatsu elu shehen knas, excluding cases of a fine. So what case of a fine are we talking about? So flipping the Amud, the Gemara says, my love, b'sha'amad bedin, is it not referring to a case where the guy went to the bedin, and two witnesses came and said that in this Beit Din you became liable and you have to pay. And the guy is coming now to make you pay the money that you owe. And still, what does Rabbi Shimon say over here? That he would be exempt in this case because this is a knas. So you see that Rabbi Shimon actually holds he's exempt, not liable. The Gemara says, lo, b'shelo amad bedin. What are we talking about over here? They did not go to court. The witnesses had not yet come to testify. So the Gemara says, Seifa, sorry. The initial part of the Braita was talking about a case that they went to court, right? Seifa nami b'sha'amad b'din. So to the Seifa must be talking about a case that they went up to the court already. Why are you saying it's talking about a case that they did not go to the Beit Din? The Katani Reisha, it teaches in the Reisha of the Braita, in the beginning of the Braita, and the Ela Dvarim Shemeshalmin Alehen Et HaKeren. What are we talking about that a person would have to pay these fines? It's only in a case where a person has to pay the principal. Tashlumei Kefel, the double, Tashlumei Arba V'Chamisha, or four or five folds, or Ve'ones, a raper, or a Mefateh, a seducer, a Motzi Shem Ra, or someone who brings out a bad name saying he lied and said this girl wasn't a virgin but she really was. Minayin, where do we know about all these cases that you have to pay that fine? Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Umala Ma'al. A double misappropriation, it says. Two times it says, Riba. So he says it's coming to add something to teach us for all of these cases as well. So the Gemara says, this is what Abaye's proof is. Hechidame, what is the case over here? Idilo Amad Badin, if the person had not yet come to bring him to the court yet. So, Kefela Mi'ika, is there a case of paying double? In a case where there is no judgment yet, the guy stole. Only in a case of Geneva, when a person stole and there's judgment, do we have a case that the guy would have to pay back double. If there's no judgment, if there was no Beit Din, then, and there's no stealing, then there's no way that a person would pay double. So how can we possibly have that case? Ela pshita kisha amad Beit Din. It must be talking about a case where this was in the Beit Din. They brought him to the Beit Din and became liable to Mammon. Now the guy's saying, you owe me money. So the Gemara says, umidereisha, since the initial part of the Braita is talking about
b'sha'am.
Right, he brought him to the Beit Din. There was two witnesses came and said that you owed him money. And now the guy, and you have to pay him based on those witnesses. And now the guy is coming and saying, he's tovea him. He's saying, now you owe me the money, you have to pay me the money. Right, nigmar adin. He owes him the money. So the Gemara says, umidereisha b'sha'amad badin. Since the beginning part of the Braita is talking about they went and brought him to the Beit Din and he owes him money, the Seifa must also be, the latter part of the Braita must also be talking about nami b'sha'amad badin. And still in this Braita, what do we show? Rabbi Shimon says, patur, it's exempt. If Rabbi Shimon is saying patur over here, earlier we said Rabbi Shimon says, it's chayav, he's liable to pay. Now we're saying that Rabbi Shimon says, even though they brought him to the Beit Din, he became liable to mammon, he still says he's exempt because it's a fine. So the Gemara says, I could tell you back, Rabba says, Abaye, I could have taught you Reisha b'sha'amad bedin. The beginning part of the Braita is talking about when they went to the Beit Din. V'seifa b'shelo amad bedin. But the latter part of the Braita, they did not go to the Beit Din, and that's why in the latter part of the Braita, Rabbi Shimon says they're exempt. V'kula Rabbi Shimon, in the whole Braita, is really the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, is not the opinion of Rabbanan b'chlal. But since v'shinuye dechikei lo meshanin alach, I don't want to give you a forced answer, an answer that's not such a strong answer. So therefore, the imken, if I would have told you that, what would you say? Amart, you would say, amartli, litnei reisha, you should say in the beginning part of the Braita then, if it's all Rabbi Shimon, you should say, Rabbi Shimon omer, say that this is all Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says the following, it didn't say that. Or litnei seifa, or say at the end of the Braita, divrei Rabbi Shimon. These are the words of Rabbi Shimon. It didn't say that either. So how can you say that this is all Rabbi Shimon? It's a very dachuk answer. Ela kula bishat b'sha'amad bedin. Really, the whole Braita is talking about when they went to the Beit Din. Bereisha Rabbanan. The beginning part of the Braita was the opinion of Rabbanan. B'seifa Rabbi Shimon, and the latter part of the Braita was the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. Let's just finish it off. Umodin alach, and I agree to you leinyan korban shavua, in a case of the sacrifice of breaking the swear. Derachmana patrei, that the Torah had mercy and exempted the person from having to pay mivikichesh, from the pasuk about kichesh, that it's only talking about a case of mamon. But if it's a case of fine, you would be exempt. Mamon. And what was I saying? What did Rabbi Shimon say? Right? Rabba brought his opinion. Rabba said in the previous amud that we said mamon have amar le mamon mamona have. What was he referring to over there? So the Gemara explains that was referring to hika amena mamon have lohorisho lebanav. That was referring to inherit them to the children. Rashi explains, very important. Rashi, misha amad bedin, once they went to the bedin, v'met, and then the guy died, the father died, ad shelo he speak likbot, until they actually collected the money, he's saying, in the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, harehi shel acheya velo shela, that money goes to the brothers, and it doesn't go to her, because that is considered like Yerusha. Once the Beit Din starts the Din of collecting the money, in that specific case that the Gemara brought, that Abaye had the question on, that money would go directly to the brothers of the girl, and not to the girl herself. And that's what the Gemara was trying to teach over here. So the beginning part of the Braita was the Rabbana. The latter part of the Braita was Rabbi Shimon. He was saying, I agree with you, in the case of the Korban Shavua, I'm just saying that the case of Mamon that I was referring to is referring to inheritance that really goes to the brothers and not to the girl. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Okay, any questions?
Yeah.